Word of God is living and it's active. Amen. So the same word that is speaking, that spoke to a nation so many centuries ago, so many eons ago, the Lord is speaking to us today. Amen. And the word says, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I just thank you for this word that we have just spoken. Hallelujah. We put it out in the air, Lord God, a word from you, God. Let these words fall on good ears. Hallelujah. And let the Spirit of the Lord speak to us today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is a word that applies to us today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in verse 23, he says, let not the wise, let not the mighty, let not the rich, hallelujah, man glory in their possessions, right? Hallelujah. And we know that the world standard today of success is measured by these three things: wisdom, power, and wealth. But what the Lord is saying right now to us today, he's saying, however, true success is measured by your knowledge of knowing me, of knowing Christ. And to know Christ is to have an encounter with him. To know Christ is to receive revelation from him. To know Christ is to allow the Lord to implant his thoughts, to inscript in our minds his word, his wisdom, his revelation, hallelujah, his might, his power, hallelujah. So knowing Christ takes priority in the other things of life that you are measuring your life by. Amen. So God is saying, don't measure your life by what you have. Don't measure your life by your own understanding. Don't measure your life because now you feel you have power, or you have wealth, or you have success, or you're prospering. No, measure your life in knowing me, knowing who I am in your life. Get to know me. And what he's saying here, not just know me, but be in pursuit of knowing me and cultivate communion with me every single day. When, why is that? Because God desires for us to have relationship. God desires for us to have intimacy. God desires for us to be at peace. God desires for us to be in his joy. God desires for us to just cultivate his word, know the word, so that when things come against you, you know how to come back at it. Amen. Remember when the Lord Jesus was water baptized, he went into the wilderness and he was tempted by Satan. If the Lord was tempted by Satan, you know Satan will tempt us every day. You know he's going to tempt us, and he still does, and he will continue to do it.
That's right.
Because Satan's goal is to destroy, kill, and steal.
Yes.
Our joy, our life, our peace. Amen. But the Lord, when he was tempted by sin, he says, hey, hold up 1 minute. It is written. It is written by that man does not live bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
You see? Amen. So in order to come back, in order to have an antidote against the enemy, you got to know the word, but you got to know the Lord.
Amen.
If you know the Lord, you know the word, because the word became flesh. So knowing God is knowing his word. Amen. Yeah. So God is saying here, you know, don't give yourself so much glory because you think you have it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think just because you're very smart or you're a top person in a company, or if you have this power, if you have this wealth, or you're successful, or you have it better than your neighbor. Don't think that that measures much in my eyes. No. Mm-hmm. You know what measures in my eyes, says the Lord? Is knowing me, says the Lord. Is knowing who I am. Is knowing what the how I redeem you. Is knowing who you are in me, who you are in Christ. Is knowing who I am. Hallelujah. And the only way you're going to know me is by getting your eyes fixed on my word, on the word of God. Amen. Because it is the word that edifies. It is the word that exhorts. It is the word that encourages. It is the word that brings comfort. It is the word of God that gives you the peace that surpasses all things. It is knowing him and knowing who it is that lives in the inside of you that will give you the strength to face every day as it comes. Amen. Because we're not called to worry about tomorrow. We're called to just be concerned about the day and to lay everything down at the Lord's feet.
Right.
Amen? Amen. Because there are things that is not meant for us to carry. You worried about your children? I'm going to give you a little nugget. Release them to the Lord.
Amen.
Because their weight is not for you to carry.
That's right.
Amen? So that's why the Lord is saying, if you get to know me, you're going to have a better life. That's what he's really saying. If you get to know me, you'll know how to come against the enemy when he comes at you. If you get to know me, you're going to know how to use my word, hallelujah, and speak into the air and see the mountains move on your behalf. You see, the Lord doesn't move the mountain. Hallelujah. I mean, there's many people that have misquoted the scriptures that God will, if you speak, God will move the mountain. No, he ain't going to move the mountain. You're going to move the mountain when you speak against it. Amen. When you call those things out that are, as if they're not right now, but you're going to speak to your situation. You're going to speak to your circumstances. But in order to do that, you got to know the word. You got to know God.
Amen.
Amen. You want revelation from God? Get in the word.
Amen.
Allow the word to reveal to you what the Spirit is trying to tell you for your life right now. Because you see, what I read last week, maybe I read something last week, like a verse last week. Let's say, for example, hallelujah. If God is telling me, you know what, you know, I'm going to do a new thing in you, hallelujah. If I read it last week, you know what, it's going to be that word that the Spirit of the Lord is giving me. It's gonna be based around what's happening to me that day, last week. If I read the word today, God is going to tell me something different because 7 days have passed and now I'm in a different situation. Circumstances have changed. And now that word is going to be interpreted differently in my life because that's how the Spirit has given it to me. Amen. So every day when you get into the word, there is a newness, there is a freshness of his anointing in his word that is applicable to you, to your life, to your circumstances, to your situation, to anything that you're going through, anything that you have been praying to God for. Amen. Everything that has been concerned, has been a concern to you, God is going to use his word.
Amen.
And his Holy Spirit is the one that inspires and the ones that reveals and the ones that illuminates. God is going to take his word and he's going to speak to you through his word. So you can apply it to your life for your current situation that you're in. See, the same, you know, this is a true story. This is a true story I want to share with you. This is a true story. Amen. This is a testimony from someone that I heard. I went to a conference and I heard this testimony. And this testimony said, you know, this person was diagnosed with cancer. And they were praying and they were asking the Holy Spirit, you know, what can I do? You know, I need strength. I know there's healing in you. You know, what can I do? Give me direction. And the Holy Spirit spoke to that person. Amen. Spoke to the person and gave them direction of what to do. Hallelujah. That person got healed. Years later, the cancer came back. Amen. And that person thought that what worked then would work today. Mm-hmm. And that person didn't make it. Amen. Why? Because there is a newness, there's a freshness in the anointing of God in His Word. What applied to you back then is not going to apply today, because every day God is giving us a newness, a freshness, new anointing. You cannot put a new wineskin into an old wineskin. Amen. Every day your situation changes. Every day you go from glory to glory. Every day circumstances changes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Your life is constantly changing because we're going from glory to glory. Amen. So what applied to us back then, maybe last week, maybe a month ago, a year ago, may not necessarily apply to us today unless it is revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yes. And the only way to recognize the voice of the Spirit is to get to know God.
Amen.
So the word for today is, God, what is God's desire? Is for you to know Christ. It's for you to know Him.
Amen.
That's what He desires from His sons and daughters. And this is the word for today, amen, that you will know Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That you will know Him like the palm of your hand. Amen. And the way we get to know the Lord is by reading Scripture. Read the Old Testament. Read the New Testament.
Yes.
Or take a verse. You know, when during school this semester, I'm taking the study of the Holy Spirit. I'm doing a class, and the professor has us doing Lectio Divina, which is a Greek for divine lecturing, you know. And what he's saying is that when you read Scripture, you know, let's say you take a verse, read Scripture, read it out loud, then ask the Holy Spirit, what is this word telling me today? What message are you giving me through the word? Amen. And then just bask in that Scripture, contemplate on it, meditate on it, begin to use your thoughts and imagination and allow it to go where it needs to go. Amen. Because sometimes for me, when I read a Scripture, God gives me a vision and I just sit there and I just allow the vision to come alive in me. And it's through that vision, it's through the reading, it's through that inner voice that the Spirit of God begins to speak to you regarding that verse. And yeah, sometimes from that verse, He'll remind you of another verse that you were meditating on maybe a few days ago, maybe in the morning, maybe yesterday, you know. But God is constantly speaking through His Word.
Amen.
So what God wants is like, get to know me. Get to know me in the power of my word. Amen. So that you would have a successful life. We're not talking about life free of suffering, pain. That we know is part of life. Mm-hmm. Trials are going to come. Pain is going to come. Amen. Things happen. Amen. If they happen to the Lord Jesus, they're going to happen to us. Amen. Things happen every day. God doesn't promise us a life free of trouble. Amen. But he does say in his word that we are more than overcomers, and we can overcome because the Lord Jesus overcame and defeated the enemy. Amen. And defeated all that at the cross. So if you have chaos and confusion in your life, guess what? You have the peace of God inside of you. You can tap into that.
Amen.
If you have become depressed or you have some thoughts that are not aligned to the word of God, guess what? You can go to the word and the word says you can bind and rebuke. Amen. So you can start casting out those thoughts. You can say, you know what? You know, spirit of death or spirit of suicide or spirit of depression, you got to go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And guess what? It has to go. It has to go. Because there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes, there is. Hallelujah.
God wants us to speak out. Speak out his word. And the only way we're going to know him and come against the enemy is to be in his word.
Amen.
Amen. It's just like I said last week. Hey, when somebody comes to you and starts asking you questions, know the word so you can answer them correctly. Amen. You know, don't stand there fiddling your thumbs. Oh, I don't know. No, we're Christians. We need to know. If we know God, we know the word. Amen.
Amen.
We got to know the word. You got to be ready in and out of season, the word says. The word says, be ready in and out of season, because you never know who God's going to bring to you to ask you things that you're like, whoa, I know. It's right here in the word. Amen. It happens because people want to know the truth, because the truth will set you free. The truth will set others free. And when you give people the truth, it will set them free.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I mean, I grew up in the Catholic Church. Nothing. I'm not putting the Catholic Church down. I thank God that I learned about God. But I didn't get to know God. I only knew about him. It wasn't until I came into this faith, the faith in God, my walk in Christ, that I began to know God. Oh, this is what it's all about. Oh, I am saved. Oh, I got a new life. Oh, my past doesn't determine where I'm headed. Amen. My past is gone. It's over. If the Lord already forgave me for that and he remembers my past no more, then I don't need to worry. I can just move forward. Amen. And when I fall or I miss the mark, I can just repent, confess my sins, and he is just to forgive me. Amen. Because, you know, that's what God wants. You know, he wants to see repentance. Amen. Because he knows we're not perfect, but he knows he made a way. He was the tree. He stood on that tree. He stood on that cross. Amen. And he took every single curse of the world with him when he died. And 3 days later, he resurrected. Hallelujah. And because he's alive, we became alive. We became alive in Christ. Amen. No longer darkness and that pit that we were in has dominion over us. No, we're born again Christians. Our life is different now. Amen. And your life can get better if you get to know God better. The more you know God, the better your life will be. Amen. Those are facts. Those are facts. Because the stronger, if you went through this, if you, knowing God, if you go through this trial, amen, and we all have gone through trials, amen. If you have gone through these trials and you stood the test of time, and you stood on that solid ground, like I call it, his word is solid ground, amen. When another trial comes at you, guess what? You're going to be even stronger. and you're going to be able to stand. And now when trials come, you know, to your friends or to your family members, now you can stand with them and say, hey, don't worry, this thing, this too shall pass. This hurt, this suffering, this pain, God will take care of it, because the word says that God heals the brokenhearted. God restores the wounds of people. That's what the word says. So you can stand with them in strength and give them the encouragement and the edification that they need to hear. Amen. Or just be an ear for them to pour out onto you, and just be a vessel to receive what they need to pour out. Amen. Because we know that if you keep everything bottled in, eventually you're going to explode, and eventually it's going to boggle your mind with thoughts that are probably not of God. Amen. It's the enemy attacking, because where does the enemy attack the most? It's our minds. Amen. So we gotta know the word. We gotta know God. Amen. So I want you to turn now to the book of Philippians, and let's talk about Paul. And we're gonna go to chapter 3 in the book of Philippians, and we're going to start in verse 10. I'm just gonna read a couple of scriptures. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, this is Paul. He wrote this letter to the Philippian church from his jail cell. Amen. When you read the story of Paul, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like I said last week, where you know, Paul called himself the worst of sinners. Amen. From where he was as a persecutor of Christians who witnessed the murdering of Christians because of persecution and all that, he was there, and for God just to take Paul and renew his mind and transform him to do the work of ministry is amazing. Amen. This is why the Lord says, you know, you don't have a right to write anybody off. Amen. I am the Lord, and I can change anyone, because I am God. Amen. But look at Paul. You know, this is one of the things that he tells the church. Hallelujah. And in 10, he says, Paul is saying, you know, his desire is that I may know him, talking about Christ, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or I am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Amen. So here what Paul is telling the church is, my desire is for me to strive to know Christ. I want to know him like I've never known him before. I want to know Christ. I want to know the power in his resurrection. Amen. I want to fellowship with him in his suffering, because what happens is, this is what happens, and he wants to be conformed to his death. Amen. So this is what it is. You know, he wants to know the Lord even more. He is in hot pursuit of knowing God. Amen. So you see what his past, it don't matter anymore. Amen. He knows that he was reborn, he was rebirthed in the Lord Jesus Christ. His mind was renewed. He was conformed to his image. Amen. And Paul wants to know Christ even more. Amen. Because the more you know Christ, the more stronger you can stand when things come against you. And we know from the story of Paul that he was in and out of jail. Mm-hmm. But we also know that even as the word says here, the fellowship of his sufferings. Listen, when we suffer through trials, well, let's put it this way. When the Lord Jesus suffered, remember when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane? He was suffering there. I mean, he was praying to the Lord. I said, Lord, this cup is heavy Lord, it's heavy, Lord. Do I really have to go through this, Lord? But nevertheless, the Lord says, not my will, but your will be done. He knew the suffering. He knew what was coming against him. God knows, because God knows everything. The Lord Jesus, though he was human, he was also God.
Yes.
He had a divine nature. His divinity never left him. He was still God, the Son of God. He knew the Father. Amen. And he knew the suffering that was coming against him. He knew exactly what was going to happen. Amen. But it was in that suffering. He says, you know what? Not my will. Let your will be done. Amen. And what Paul is saying here, listen, I want to have the fellowship of your sufferings. Because when people suffer, guess what? They turn to God. They become stronger. There's somehow that, you know, when I'm going through my things, first of all, we got to worship the Lord in the good times and in the bad times. Amen?
Amen.
So when we're suffering, when we're going through some situation, we're going through some trials, that's when we get closer to God. Amen? Because we know that God is the only answer. Even though a lot of us, the first thing we do, we run to our friends and we say, oh, guess what I'm going through? Can you help me? And this and this and that. But in reality, we should be running to God.
Yes.
Because God knows you. God knows how many strands of hair you have on your head. God knows all of you.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends don't know all of you. Your friends don't really know your heart. Amen. You may have a smile and you may be talking nice and this and that, but many times the heart is speaking something else and you can't read somebody's heart and you can't read somebody's mind, but the Lord can.
Yeah.
So the Lord knows all of you, not some of you. He knows all of you. Amen. Yeah. So what Paul is saying, listen, you know, my pursuit is to know you and the power of your resurrection. Listen, there is power in the name of Jesus. When the Lord Jesus went to the cross and resurrected, there is power in the resurrection. Why? Because Paul was resurrected with Christ. Amen. Listen, he was heading to a dark place. Paul was doing some really horrible things. He was an evil man. He was brutal against Christians. Brutal. Amen. He was cursing them. He was persecuting them. He didn't want them to live anymore. Amen. But God resurrected him. He went from being a dead man to a new man.
Born again.
Born again. New life. Amen. New spirit. New mind. New heart. Amen. So this is what he's saying. You know, I want to know more of that power. I want to get to know you. I want to continue, hallelujah, to be and walk in that resurrection power. Amen. I want to continue to pursue you, God. I want to be obedient to your will. Hallelujah. Because I know what it is to have suffered. Amen. And I know what it is to persecute. I know what it is to be ungrateful. I know what it is, hallelujah, to want people be killed. I know that. But your resurrection power turned my life around. So I want to continue to pursue, hallelujah, to know you, God, to know the power that you had, that you gave me, that I was able, yeah, you were able through me to resurrect me, to give me a new life, to give me a clean slate to begin again. Hallelujah. Your grace, hallelujah, forgave me. Your love forgave me. Amen. So I want to know that power because I want to share that same power with others. I want others to know you. I want others to know the power that is in your resurrection. I want others, hallelujah, to be conformed to your image. Hallelujah. And when Paul is saying here, I want to be conformed to your death. Meaning when the Lord Jesus died, he died to sin. Those sins no longer exist. Amen. In the Lord's eyes. And when we became believers in Christ, we became dead to sin. Because now, through Jesus Christ, through the resurrection power that we have through the Lord, amen, we can have dominion over sin.
Yes.
You can call your sins dead, no longer. You see, when the Lord Jesus was crucified, you were co-crucified with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. When the Lord resurrected, you were co-resurrected with him. This is why we have a new life in Christ. Amen. This is why we are called born again Christians. Because we have a new life. No longer the life that we had no longer matter. The past doesn't define your future. The past doesn't even define where you are today. The past is gone. It's over. It's history. Amen.
Amen.
You know, today God wants you to press towards the mark. Amen. Press towards the mark. Fix your eyes on the Lord. Hallelujah. And he knows, Paul knows in verse 11, he wants to attain the resurrection from the dead. He knows that eternal life is waiting for him. He knows that one day his body will be resurrected with Jesus. His dead body. Amen. The spirit is going to go with the Lord. Amen. One day. And that's for all of us. We have eternal life. One day our mortal bodies will become changed and transformed. When the Lord comes again, we're going with him. Amen. We ain't staying here. We're going with the Lord. We have a home with the Lord. Amen. So Paul knows that very well. Amen. And then he says in 12, not that I have already attained or I am already perfected. What he's saying is, you know, I haven't reached glory. I haven't reached, you know, I don't know it all. Amen. I'm still maturing. I'm still in pursuit of God. I don't know everything. I just want to be obedient to his will. So I'm holding on and I'm pressing on towards the goal. I'm in hot pursuit of God. I'm in hot pursuit of knowing God. Amen. I'm in hard pursuit of knowing more of his power. I wanna be able to exercise that power. You know, like the Lord says, greater things than these you will do in my name. Greater things. Why? Because the Lord's ministry only lasted for 3.5 years.
Right.
But when the Lord left, hallelujah, when the Lord left, he left Peter in charge of the church. He says, hey, wait for me over here. You're not going to be orphaned. I'm sending myself to you. I'm sending the Spirit of God to you. Amen. And then Peter started the church. Why? Because what the Lord started, Peter continued. Peter continued. And what the Lord started over 2,000 years ago, we, the church, are continuing to do today. Amen. So we haven't arrived. The minute you say you arrived, there's something wrong with you. Amen. Because nobody has arrived unless they go with the Lord. Amen. So we have to be in pursuit of learning, of knowing, of understanding the word of God. Amen. Yes. With our hearts desires is just like Paul's, to know him.
Mm-hmm.
To know him and the power of his resurrection. Because honestly, church, if you want a better life, you need to know God. You really need to get to know him, because I'm telling you that every day, God is teaching me something different. Every day, you should be learning something different from God. Every day, the Lord is talking to us.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, I mean, I don't know how many times I've read a particular verse, and every time I read it, God is interpreting the word to me differently. But it's a word that comforts. It is the word that he tells me edifies me. It gives me hope. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because that's what the Lord, we hope in glory. We hope in the glory of the Lord every day. Amen. Hallelujah. This is why the word is so important to us. It was important to Paul. It was important to God in the Old Testament. He wanted to share the word with his people, with the nation of Israel. It says, you need to know me. This is more important than anything else that you own. You need to know me. This is how you need to measure yourselves, by knowing me. Cultivate communion with me. Cultivate intimacy with me. Cultivate a relationship with me. Get to know me. We know from the word that the word of God says, my sheep hear my voice. Amen. God wants you to continue to hear his voice. Recognize his voice when he's speaking to you, because God is faithful. You want to go from glory to glory? Know God. Be in heart pursuit to know him. Know God. Know that when you get to know God, you get to know the word. When things come at you, use the word. It is your antibiotic. It is your antidote to your issues, to your problems. Amen? Amen. Speak those things that are not as if they are. Amen. Speak into the air. Lay hands on yourself. Anoint yourself. Anoint your house. Pray over your house. Amen. Know the word. Know the word. Amen. This is what God desires. That we know him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God wants you to experience his power. God wants you to experience his power. And you will know how when you know him, when you dine with him, when you commune with him, hallelujah, when you have a two-way conversation with him. God wants to use you mightily right now at this time. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God has given us the authority to step on certain serpents, to come against the deceit and the lies of the enemy. He's given us his word to use it for the benefit of our good. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said before, what the enemy intends for destruction, God has turned it around for your instruction in the name of Jesus. So church, know God, know the power of his resurrection, and see your life being transformed before your eyes for the better, for the good, because we serve a good God, we serve a merciful God, and God is for you, never against you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
church. Be blessed.
Amen.